You're listening to Write Winning Proposals, where you learn strategies to write clear, concise, and compelling proposals that persuade your clients and win more business. Here's your host, Michelle Terrio.
Welcome to another episode of the podcast, Write Winning Proposals. In this podcast, I'm talking about a sure way to lose credibility with your client and the evaluators. It's called weasel words. I have to admit it, I've used them myself in the past, and based on the RFP responses I've reviewed and helped write, many others use them too. Proposal writers use them because they're easy, cheap, and pretty useful when you don't want to make a commitment or don't really know what to say. It's not something I do anymore, and I'm always on the lookout for them with my clients, both when I'm helping suppliers write proposals and helping buyers evaluate them. They're easy to use, but what do you think they look like to your client? They create doubt and throw suspicion on everything you say. Even if you don't do it intentionally, it creates what I call a soft response, where you really aren't saying anything meaningful and likely not really answering the question for your client. This makes it hard for them to evaluate. If your competition avoids weasel words and demonstrates commitment, certainty, and confidence in their response, they're more likely to win than you are, all else being equal. When you use weasel words and loose language that either qualifies a statement or suggests ambiguity about your accomplishments, your experience, your approach, or commitment to what you're proposing, you lose credibility. Wikipedia defines it this way, quote, "Weasel words is an informal term for words and phrases that, while communicating a vague or ambiguous claim, create an impression that something specific and meaningful has been said. Weasel words manage to vaguely imply meaning far beyond the claim actually made," end quote. You can find a link to this Wikipedia entry in our podcast notes on our website. As you can see, they don't give a very good impression. They're also easy to spot by the evaluators and will give them a clear message that you may not really do what you say you're going to do. It's simply not how you write a winning proposal. I consider it to be worse than fluff, which is also light, airy, and lacking in substance. Even worse, it can look like you're trying to avoid committing to something or you're trying to be slippery, not the way to impress a potential client during an RFP process. Since telling a story, providing detail, and making things concrete for the reviewer is a hallmark of a great proposal, I want to do the same thing here by telling you about the origin of the word. It's supposedly derived from the way weasels eat eggs. They suck the insides out and leave the shell intact in the nest, looking full and complete, but it's actually empty. That's the same impression you give the evaluators of your RFP response when you use weasel words. Oh, and did you spot the weasel word I used in my little story? So take a really close look at what you write, and if it casts doubt or uncertainty, rewrite it with words that instill confidence in your ability, your knowledge, and your commitment to the client and the solution you're proposing. If you're using weasel words for a reason, because you aren't sure the final solution or a specific detail and need to get on the ground with the client before you can work out the details, change the way you say it and spin it differently. Don't make it look like you're a weasel. Make it look like you're a client-focused supplier who doesn't make assumptions that the client is exactly the same as all the others. That's what you intended. Make it look that way. Otherwise, you may be giving the wrong impression. If you have a question or want to make a comment about this or any other episode, go to www.howtowinmorebusiness.com, where you can leave a comment on our blog page or find our contact information. I'd love to hear from you. Also, be sure to join our mailing list for a chance to win a free copy of our upcoming book. Time is running out. You only have until the end of January 2010. As usual, thanks for listening.
You've just learned one more strategy from the book, Win More Business, Write Better Proposals by Michelle Terrio. Visit www.howtowinmorebusiness.com and join us again for more strategies to help you win more business.